From Washington, this is VOA. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Barack Obama says the United States and Kenya stand united against the threat of terrorism. Speaking in Nairobi Saturday at a joint news conference with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta, Mr. Obama said the United States and Kenya have been working together effectively, primarily in dealing with Somalia's militant group, Al-Shabaab.
Kenya is working with Ethiopia and with the United States and others to further degrade Al-Shabaab's space of operations inside of Somalia.
When asked about the rights of gays and lesbians in Kenya, Mr. Obama said he believes that the state should not discriminate against people based on their sexual orientation. Mr. Kenyatta said while the two countries share many values, they differ on gay rights.
For Kenyans today, the issue of gay rights is really a non-issue. We want to focus on other areas that are day-to-day living for our people.
President Obama said they also discussed elephant poaching and said his administration will propose new rules to ban the sale of ivory across state lines in the United States. On Sunday, Mr. Obama speaks to a rally at an arena in Nairobi. He will then leave for Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, where he will take part in bilateral meetings with the president and the prime minister. Turkish fighter jets hit Islamic State militant camps in Syria while Turkish ground forces struck the Kurdistan Workers' Party sites in northern Iraq overnight Saturday. Turkish officials say that the raids are aimed at creating a safe zone throughout a vast area of northern Syria. This is VOA News. Tunisia's parliament voted overwhelmingly Saturday to pass the country's new anti-terror law after a pair of devastating attacks against tourists. However, critics fear the new legislation might endanger the North African nation's hard-won freedoms. Last month, a gunman killed 38 mostly British tourists in the Tunisian seaside city of Sousse. In March, two gunmen killed 21 foreign tourists and a policeman at Tunis's Bardo Museum. Both attacks were claimed by the Islamic State jihadist group. Human Rights Watch has criticized the new bill, saying that it would open the way to prosecuting political dissent as terrorism. They said it would give judges overly broad powers and curtail lawyers' ability to provide an effective defense. The Saudi-led coalition said it will begin a five-day humanitarian ceasefire in Yemen, which is to take effect 1 minute before midnight Sunday. The pause in military operations came at the request of exiled President Abdrabu Mansur Hadi, a statement by the Saudi state media said Saturday. Hadi, who fled to Riyadh earlier this year, sent a letter to Saudi Arabia's King Salman Friday asking for the pause to allow delivery and distribution of the maximum amount of humanitarian and medical aid to the war-torn country. However, the coalition also reserved the right to respond to military activity or movement by Shiite Houthi rebels or their allies during the ceasefire. Around 800 migrants have been rescued from boats while trying to cross the Mediterranean and have been taken to port in Palermo, Sicily. Most of the migrants, mainly from Sudan, Eritrea, and Syria, were taken to port Saturday aboard a Norwegian vessel, which is participating in the European Union's rescue efforts in the Mediterranean. Another group was taken to the southeastern Sicilian town of Pozzallo aboard an Irish Navy patrol ship. Lieutenant Commander Daniel Wall is the ship's captain.
We rescued 30 women, 14 children, and the rest were males. We then proceeded to a position near Lampedusa, where we took on board over 100 migrants from the Italian Coast Guard.
The latest arrivals come just days after 40 African migrants were reported to have drowned at sea after their inflatable boat sank near the Libyan coast on Thursday. And heavy rains continued to pelt saturated northern Pakistan, where the bodies of another 24 flood victims were discovered early Saturday. 42 people have died since monsoon-driven flooding began Sunday in parts of Pakistan. Severe weather has wiped out homes, roads and bridges, and affected at least 250,000 people throughout the country. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.